Why is it that Ashkenazim still don't eat kidneys on Pesach? It seems like this custom is dated and doesn't apply anymore. How is eating corn on the cob going to confuse you with chametz? Is eating cholent going to confuse people? I am of the understanding that many big rabbis opposed the ban when it was put into effect. With the ban on kidneys, people have to spend more money on matzah and specialty Pesach foods. Why not just permit it? Poor people can afford rice and beans and other legumes. Zevi from New Jersey. Zevi, you have to understand that, first of all, if this takana was in fact decreed by a Beis Din, then there are halachas of how one can abrogate what one Beis Din did. And the halacha basically is that for a takana to be abrogated, the Beis Din that takes it away has to be greater than the Beis Din that made the takana. And, in fact, even if the reason for that takana doesn't apply anymore, you may not need a greater Beis Din, but you still need the action of a Beis Din to take it away. That in itself is a question whether that is, in fact, the halacha or not. According to some, even if the reason for the takana doesn't apply anymore, you still need a greater Beis Din to take it away. And in certain things, even a greater Beis Din can't take away if the thing was made as a siog, was made as a fence, protective fence, around the Torah, then even a greater Beis Din can't take away that takana. If the prohibition of kidneys was a minig, wasn't ever made by a specific Beis Din, but it was something that was a minig that was accepted with the das of Gedolei Yisrael, then a minig has a din of a nether. And the only way that it could become permitted is if all the people from those areas that were makabel this minig would then be mater nether, which is pretty not shy. Besides the fact that the reasons for kidneys could still apply. And that is that these crops are grown where wheat and the other five grains are grown, and they get mixed up and mixed in. And also, these things are used to make staple foods, and therefore the reasons still apply, even though they may apply to other things where there wasn't a minig or they didn't make a takana, but that's irrelevant. So just to stop a minig or stop a takana, it just doesn't happen by itself. Something that has to, there are halachas, how that has to be done, how it can be done, how it can't be done, and therefore, just because customs become dated doesn't mean that they don't apply anymore.